I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 30th meeting of the Sussex County Council. I'll call the meeting to order, and I'll ask for the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, have you any changes?
No.
Does any council members have any changes?
No.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Make a motion to accept them.
So, is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Before we vote, I had asked that the West Fenwick people and the people from Swan Estates be added to the agenda this week. They wanted to talk about the charges for the sewer down at Johnson's Corner.
Will you put it at the end here, should we?
Yeah, well, I believe they are coming in to speak under additional business.
They will be. They are coming in under additional business.
That's what.
Very good.
They were meeting with staff, and we wanted to try to see if we could clear up some of their concerns with meetings with staff, but my understanding is at least some of them do want to still meet with the council.
Good job. Thank you.
Sure. Any other discussion on the approval of the agenda? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're deleting the approval of the minute, of the minutes. Is that correct?
Correct.
I guess that should have been done during our...
I was out, so I didn't get any to you.
There are no minutes to be approved. Reading and correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
I have two items of correspondence. First is a letter from the Delaware Community Foundation thanking council for a contribution to the Janosik Dinner and Golf Tournament Fund at the Delaware Community Foundation. Also, looks like a letter from the town of Bridgeville to Mrs. Deaver. Essentially, it says, on behalf of commissioners of Bridgeville, I would like to challenge your ill-advised comments concerning Bridgeville made at the June 16 council meeting and placed in the June 17 issue of News Journal, where it was stated you were moved by reports of gang activity in the Bridgeville area. And they go ahead to say that based on the facts and evidence, town of Bridgeville does not have any gangs, and ask you to investigate and confirm before making a statement such as that. And they considered your comments hurtful and damaging to the town and its exceptional reputation. Town of Bridgeville would appreciate an apology for the damage done to our reputation and a retraction of the comments made from council chambers. Council President William Jefferson.
Is he here?
I have no idea.
No.
Nope.
He should have addressed the News Journal, who made the mistake. And I didn't say anything like that. It's not even close. But hats off to our reporters. It's a very difficult job to get everything just right. But it was a mistake from the paper, by the paper.
Okay. Any other correspondence for council? If not, we'll move on to Mr. Baker for his administrator's report.
The first item is county attorney recognition, and today, June 30th, is the last day for Mr. Jim Griffin as county attorney, and we'd just like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Griffin for his 6.5 years of service to the county council. He's done an outstanding job, and he's represented the county council well, attending to legal matters regarding sewer projects and land use and finance issues, building code issues, just to name a few. He's always been a gentleman to work with, and he's done his best to represent the county council. And I know it's been a pleasure for all of us working with Mr. Griffin, and we'd like to wish him the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Stand up. Sounds like a retirement party.
We've had a few of them lately.
Where are you going to go for retirement? Villages in or near Orlando or something?
No, I'm not retiring. I'm retiring from council representation, but I've enjoyed representing you all and your predecessor. And I'll do everything I can to make the transition smooth.
Thank you.
And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed working with you.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful job.
Would you come down here with me?
Okay.
Where's Chip when we need? Oh, there, here we go. The Chip fill-in.
We'd like to give you this plaque. Hopefully, it'll be displayed in your office because we really want people to know how much we appreciate your service.
Thank you.
It says presented to James D. Griffin for outstanding legal service for the Sussex County Council for representing the best interests of Sussex Countyans and for true and devout service, January 7th, 2003 to June 30th, 2009.
Thank you very much.
Viva la Croix.
Thank you.
That doesn't take effect till the end of the day. We get one more day out of you.
Exactly.
All right, load them up with questions, everybody.
And beyond.
I'm afraid you might be right.
The next item is a Federal Emergency Management Association memorandum of agreement, and I have a copy to hand out here. FEMA has asked if the county would enter into a memo of understanding to allow them to place a 20-foot household repair kit trailer on county property, which would be part of their pre-positioned disaster supply system. The trailer would include roofing tarps, tools, and other disaster recovery supplies to be supplied by FEMA. The county's only responsibilities would be to occasionally restock the trailer with supplies, which would be supplied by FEMA, and to provide space to store the unit. It's most likely the unit would be placed at the old EOC, which is now the Record Storage Center, in the parking lot there. This memorandum has been reviewed by the county attorney and is recommended for your approval by the Emergency Preparedness Director and myself.
Is there any action by council necessary, Mr. Baker?
Well, I do have a motion.
It sounds like it's only enough to repair maybe one house. 20-foot trailer doesn't seem real
well,
big.
We
had a disaster.
There is a list of materials they will supply in the trailer. It's certainly not, like you said, it wouldn't handle a major emergency, but it would certainly help to some extent, especially in some of the, typically we have relatively small northeaster type storms with more specifically located damage. So it's better than what we have now.
I guess we have nothing, yeah. Right?
So be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a memo of understanding with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to allow them to place a 20-foot household repair kit trailer on county property to be available if needed during an emergency.
So moved. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion about this?
We supply the security, the lighting, that type of thing. What else do we supply? The space, the light?
The space
the
to
space.
Keep the trailer, yes.
What and about lighting and security and that type of thing?
Doesn't
need it.
We have it already.
Okay, good. All right.
We don't have.
You mean we're not charging them any rent?
No.
Oh, darn. Okay, well. Okay.
Any other questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the next item is early retirement offer report. And as you may recall, the county council offered a limited early retirement option for employees, which had a deadline of June 15th. And we'd like to review with you a report of the results. And I have a copy to hand out. We had 11 employees take advantage of the offer, which provides them with 5 extra years in calculating their pension. And out of the 11 employees, we are only recommending at this time replacing from the outside one position. So that results in a substantial savings, an estimated $286,600 per year for the next 3 years, which adds up to $859,800. After the third year, when the extra contributions to the pension fund would be complete, then the savings would be $536,600 per year. And these savings reflect the use of existing personnel to handle responsibilities of retiring employees, It also reflects a contribution of $750,000 over the next 3 years to the county's pension and pension benefit fund to cover the additional liability costs for early retirement. It also assumes that the county will not need to replace the staff persons in the near future. And given the current state of the economy, we don't anticipate any other replacements. And with us today, we have some of the county employees who took advantage of that offer who are here, and we'd like to recognize them. And I do have a list of the employees. We have Joyce Bailey. I don't know if they'd like to come up and...
Or just, they can stand up, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Joyce Bailey, she works in the assessment department, and she has 32 years of service. Bob Chaffinch from the assessment department with 15 years of service. Ray Cook from assessment with 30 years of service. Janet Isaacs in the clerk of peace office, 12 years of service. Rick Kautz, I don't think, is here. He had 7 years of service. Van Milligan in building code, 30 years of service. Bud Rickard, is here from planning and zoning, 15 years. Bill Townsend, finance administration, 18 years of service. Jerry Wagaman in building code, 31 years of service. B. Wright in accounting, 17 years of service. And Gail Young from the Milton Library with 9 years of service. And altogether, they have, although they don't look it, they have 216 years of service.
That made them smile. Yeah.
Mr. Baker,
happy.
I think. Mr. Baker, I don't want these people to leave.
Wait, they want to leave.
Thank you all very much.
Oh.
Thank you very
much.
It's
a shame. Thank you so much.
Appreciate working with you guys all these years.
I think there's a mistake been made here. I think you're all too young to retire.
They're going to run for county council.
Yeah.
You're all in Joan Deaver's district. That's okay.
I guess I would like to take a minute and just thank all
better
of you.
Watch
there's
yourself,
some,
Sam.
There's so many familiar faces, and it is going to be a bit strange not bumping into some of you folks in the hallway when I stop by. And I know all of you have given your heart and soul to this county, and I want you to know that this council and previous council certainly recognize all your efforts. And I certainly hope we'll see you at least the Mildred King luncheon, if not more often than that. So thank you very much from all of us.
We'll see a band about every week, probably.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll report to us on Wednesday.
And I also wanted to mention thanks to these savings that we have received and also remaining funds in the state police budget line item. We are recommending a separate thanks to our county employees, and I'd like to... in the form of a bonus of $100 to each full-time county employee to be paid in July. And that's a recommendation. County employees from every department have stepped up and responded appropriately to help save our residents' county tax dollars. This has meant employees learning new job skills to cover for employees who retire or leave for other opportunities. Employees have volunteered for unpaid leave. They've assumed other responsibilities to continue to provide high-quality service to our residents. They have lived with reduced budgets for supplies, travel, commuting, and overtime. They've worked hard to save in response to the current economic realities. They realize that many of our residents have and continue to face major job changes, and they have responded appropriately. And for these reasons, we are recommending for your consideration a one-time $100 bonus to each county full-time county employee in recognition of their tremendous efforts over the past year. We realize that this is not a major amount, but we hope that it's a token of the county's appreciation of their efforts, and this would be payable as soon as practical in July.
Okay. If there's no discussion about that, could I ask for a motion? Do you have one written, Mr. Baker?
Yes. Be it moved that the county administrator is given the authority to make a one-time payment of $100 to county employees as soon as possible in July from remaining revenues discussed and approved as part of the fiscal 2010 budget. This action is in appreciation for the hard work and dedication of county employees during this extraordinary time of cost management and as a result of the success of the recent early retirement option program.
So move you.
Second. Mm-hmm.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
It's not enough. but it's well-earned and well-deserved.
And you folks out there help make this possible. We certainly appreciate it. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Baker, for thinking of that.
Sure. Good idea. Thank you. The next item is the administrator's report.
Oh, look at him go. See you. Bye-bye.
I thought Petey was leaving, too.
Is he retired, too? The sheriff retired?
No.
The first item is beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance to Millville by the Sea, Section 1. On June 24th, the developer is the Millville Group, LLC. The project's located north of Beaver Dam Road in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sewer District, consisting of 124 single-family homes and 73 townhouses. Woodlands and Millsboro Sewer Referendum Results. On June 25th, last week, the County Council sponsored a referendum for the proposed Woodlands and Millsboro Sewer Project. The results of that referendum were favorable, 40-1 in favor of the county installing a new sewer system for their development. Treatment of flow from the system will be handled by the town of Millsboro. A proposal to establish a sewer district for this project will be made at a forthcoming county council meeting. Announcement of federal stimulus funds for Sussex County Wastewater Project. As per the attached invitation, the United States EPA will hold a special announcement on July 2nd at 1:30 at the Delaware Seashore State Park south of Dewey Beach. The announcement pertains to federal funding from stimulus funds for Sussex County Wastewater Project. Attached is information regarding the presentation. Summer holidays, the Sussex County Council will not be meeting on Tuesday, July 7th, in honor of the July 4th holiday. On July 3rd, Sussex County offices will be closed, also in honor of July 4th. The County Council will also not meet on July 14th for a summer holiday week off. The next meeting will be July 21st, 2009 at 3 p.m. Airport Committee, July 1st, attached is an agenda for the Airport Committee meeting to be held tomorrow, July 1st at 10 a.m. at the West Complex. Updates will be made regarding various projects at the airport and industrial park. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Baker?
I sure appreciate Dave giving me the 14th off for my birthday.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Happy birthday.
All right. Is Russ Archie here?
Thank you. I have two items for the agenda today. And first item has to do with the contract administration services for the Sussex County Roof Project. This I provided you with a summary for your package that you received on Friday. It's with Studio Jade, the consultant that we selected to do the architectural work, and they have done the design on the project. So they would just be following through on the current work they're doing. It's to provide the contract administration services, which I summarized on that handout for you, which is the normal thing. They'll approve shop drawings. They'll look at the materials to be used, being proposed by the contractor. They'll work on any change orders that come up. They'll routinely come down and visit the site to make sure that things are being done according to the specifications. And they will assist us with closing out the project. The contract itself is not to exceed $13,000, and I can answer any questions council may have.
Any questions for Mr. Archer?
How many solar panels are going on that roof?
There's no solar panels, but it will be a white roof this time.
Oh, it will?
It will be, yes, it'll be white granulated roof, which will reflect some of that heat.
I'm driving a black rental car, and I miss my white car because it's very, very uncomfortable.
Do you have a motion, Mr. Rush?
Yes, I do. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department, that Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute Amendment Number 5, dated May 19, 2009, to its contract with Studio Jade to provide construction administration services for the Sussex County Roof Replacement Project at a cost not to exceed $13,000.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Approved. Motion read by Mr. Archer. Is there any further discussion? If If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thanks.
Okay. My second item has to do with change order number 2 for the Milton Library project. And I also prepared something for your package on Friday, which basically gave you a rundown of where we stand on the contract. To date, we've only approved one change order. That was change order number 1 for the roof repairs. This change order is a net reduction in the cost of the project of $592. It's actually a simulation of 4 different items in the change order and things that we ran into during construction. The first one was we had the fire marshal come down, and he's required to do an inspection during the process. He determined that 3 additional strobe devices were required in the building that he did not require originally, so those had to be installed to meet his codes and requirements. We had to actually install some metal studs because during construction of the additional stairwell, there was a beam that was not shown on the plans. And when I say the plans, I'm talking about the plans from when the addition was originally done, not the plans that we prepared. We were not familiar with it, and what happened was the metal studs had to be installed to fur out the wall to match that metal beam that was in place. The third part was we did some flooring changes. We did away with some linoleum in some of the storage areas, which gave us a credit, and some other miscellaneous changes to the carpet padding and those kind of things. And finally, again, a small credit for ceilings. And I gave you a breakdown of that, which ended up being a net reduction of $592. I have also a motion for that if council would like to hear it.
Any questions for Mr. Archer? All right, Russ, go ahead.
Okay. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Studio Jade, that change order number 2 for the Sussex County project number 07-04 Milton Library second floor be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $592 for a new total of $723,457.
I'll offer that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution read by Mr. Archant. Is there any discussion? Now we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
And I will mention that I'll be back in July. It looks like there will be a couple more change orders, one for the AV system and also the fire marshal on his third visit came up with a couple other small additions. So I'll be visiting you again for change order number 3.
Okay. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you.
Is Rodney Marble here?
There you are.
There is.
How are we? The Department of Environmental Services is proposing purchasing 10 generators, 2 for the Long Neck District that are 19 years old, 1 for the Blade Sewer District, 30 years old, 3 in the Fenwick District that are also 30, 2 in Dewey that are 37. We're going to install 1 brand new one on Collins Street in Dewey and 1 portable generator to be used throughout our districts.
Any questions for Rodney? So obviously you are awarding this to...
We are purchasing only the generators. The Department of Environmental Services will be doing all the labor. We'll be installing. We still have concrete to pour, conduits to put in, and I've got to rent a crane for 2 of them, the 2 larger ones our boom truck can't handle.
Okay.
But other than that, we'll be doing all the work.
Why don't you read that motion, see if we can
get some... buying a whole power plant, not just generators, right?
The whole generator.
Okay.
What size
is the generator?
We have everything from a 200 kW down to a 35. Buying 2 200s, a 60, a 35, an 80, 340s, and an 80 kW portable.
220 or 440?
The 80 kW is retappable with a switch. You can do any of them. Majority of them are 480. There's a couple of 240s in there. Any other questions?
No, why don't you read it, Robin?
All right. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 09-07 generator replacements for the Department of Environmental Services be awarded to Cummins Power Systems Incorporated of Glen Burnie, Maryland, at the bid amount of $312,000.
Also move. I'll make the motion.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second to accept the bid award is read by Mr. Marvel. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Anybody mention what a good job this Mr. Marvel's done with this, the whole operation?
I thought he was going to brag on your haircut.
He's done it. That's what I understand.